Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
Well, cash cattle activity remains quiet going into this morning, with bids and asking prices generally still unavailable. This delay in activity is not surprising at all, with trade likely to be pushed to the end of the week and potentially until late Friday after the release of the monthly cattle on feed report. The firming support in box beef values over the last couple of days is helping to regain underlying support through the complex, although traders remain concerned about the recent pullback in futures trade. Hog traders expect the cold storage report will show the impact of recent increases of pork exports to China and the effect on overall pork supplies, with packer schedules stabilizing over the last several weeks. The amount of pork available to the market has been more consistent and easily calculated. But the challenging point is understanding just how active pork movement through the system has been. Domestic demand is thought to have lagged traditional levels given the still depressed food service industry, but strong retail movement and active export trade is likely to point to additional pork movement, which will be closely watched in this afternoon's cold storage report. December canned city wheat trading up 6 cents early today, erasing some of the damage from Monday's sharp sell-off. As described above, much of Monday's selling was related to outside market concerns related to coronavirus. In the case of wheat, world demand's been relatively immune to the effects of coronavirus and slower world economic growth. USDA is expecting record wheat demand of about 751 million metric tons in 2020-21, or about 27.5 billion bushels. In this case, it's the supply side of the market expecting another record level ending world wheat stocks that's been bearish weight on prices. December corn up 1¾ cents early today, starting with a small bounce higher after stocks and commodities were thoroughly beat lower yesterday. Monday's selling didn't have much to do with grains themselves, but was due more to investors reacting to news of rising coronavirus infections in Europe and their concerns that economic activity may have to be restricted once again. We're going to check all the futures prices in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
October live cattle down 65, 106.70. December down 125, 110.60. October feeder cattle down 17, 142.25. November's up 20 cents, 142.72. October hogs down 90, 65.60. Kansas City wheat, December down 17, 487.25. March down 16¾ cents, 498.25. Chicago wheat, December down 20¼, 554.75. March down 19¾, 563. December corn down 8¾. 369¾, March down 8¼, 379¼. November soybeans down 21 cents, 1022.5. January down 19¾, 1027.5 penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.